So as a greater enlightened being, Papanga Dajinpa mentioned in the calling the Guru from far there, after the verse that the remembering kindness of Guru,
in volume 1, the number section, page 6.
Sanje kunji bangba galche nyamda dala mana lam sang ten so sanje lama ten so who's abandoned, who's me, who's abandoned by all the Buddhas, by all the Buddhas, who do not have a fortune, Mr. Fortune. While I'm thinking that you are shocking, that that you the guru, that you are showing me how you are showing me the unmistaken path. So while I'm reflecting this. I remember the Guru, so I remember the Guru's kindness. Is that maybe I made a mistake? The last verse. It says, while I'm reflecting that I'm being guided with compassion. Is that one? This is the verse at the very end of the Guru.
Yeah, I'm sure.
People talking about the meaning of the life. People talking about the
yes, I'm sure. But I don't know if this translation is correct.
So that the, while I'm thinking that I'm being guided by your compassion. Is that one?
Yes, Mishai.
Oh, that's right. So while I'm thinking, being guided with your compassion, I remember the guru. I remember the kindness of guru. What I want to say is next one. Nyaka tunje tansang kenye jidu tanga manu nyingbo lento simje lama tano. While I'm reflecting, the wish to take the essence while I'm reflecting, wishing. Choice of the profit and loss, happiness or suffering, profit, loss, happiness, profit or loss, or happiness or suffering. while I'm reflecting, the wishing Diese to take choice. See. the profit or loss, happiness or suffering, without mistake. So it was an unmistaken choice. Unmistaken choice, taking profit or loss or happiness or suffering. taking the essence. on this the beginning part. Yes. So which that? Just before that. Oh, this that the section.
Not the Nikon Dunchen. Huh? Nikon Dunchen Tenzin.
On this, I say, body, that was extremely difficult to find, and which has a great meaning. So it means this body, which is extremely difficult to find, but it was found, it was a great meaning. So on this body. So to take this to take the essence, you know, to take wishing to the essence, you know, without unmistaken to take the essence, wishing to the essence, that which is the unmistaken choice of the loss, the profit, loss, no, happiness or suffering. I remember Guru. So however, so this time we received this precious human body qualified to eight for eternity, that which is extremely difficult to find again. like the after each 100 years, the blind turtle comes up on the surface of the water, from the surface of the ocean, Pacific Ocean, and put the neck through the golden ring, which always moves, doesn't stay one place. How that is so difficult to happen that to come up, which is very rarely comes up. But cannot see, eyes are blind. So the so blind, the say here, the example of blind turtle, so not knowing what's right to practice, what's wrong to abandon. Not having Dharma wisdom. So blind like this. While he's blind like this, then you see. So how that is so difficult, this exam. Blind total, then comes very rarely. And then these two things happen. Then come up, then also able to put the head through the golden ring which always moves. So similar. So this extremely difficult to receive this this precious human body, extremely difficult. That which meets that which meet the Dharma. So entering the golden ring, that made Buddha Dharma, enter in the Buddha Dharma, that is by having refuge in the heart, relying upon the Buddha Dharma Sangha. With the mind being qualified of two causes, that the understanding the Buddha Dharma Sangha has power qualities to liberate not just from the Lord himself, but from the whole entire the oceans of samsara sufferings and the useful fear, intelligent fear or the useful fear are the understanding the and how the samsara is the nature of suffering. So this extremely difficult to admit this to them. So this precious human body, then able to interpret the Dharma, able to meet or able to interpret the Dharma. So extremely difficult to happen. It did happen. So happened this time. So this is just about once. Just about once that had happened. This time, see. Then it is. Precious human body. Met with Dharma. Which is extremely difficult to find. It found it with great meaning. So now, So while we how long we have received this now, but how long we will have this? how many years, how many months, how many weeks, how many days, how many hours that will have this this property in the body? That was extremely difficult to find. If it's found, it's a great meaning. how many years, months, weeks, and days, and hours we have now? one has great freedom, choice. See, from this second, then whether to choose profit or loss, whether to choose happiness or suffering. We have choice. We have the opportunity to choose. Not only that, in every minute, we have choice. You see. What is perfect in the body? You see, we have choice in every minute to choose. To have understanding. To choose the profit or loss or suffering or happiness without mistake. To take essence. even in each second we have this choice. to take essence, no, I'm mistaken, choice. Profit, no, loss, or happiness or suffering. However, what Pāpaṅga Tathāgata was saying is that not only year, month, weeks, days, hours, but even minute, even within seconds. With this perfect human birth, the Asma Dharma, which that was extremely difficult to find. If it's found, you know, it has great meaning. So this, that even within a second, you have opportunity to do unmistakable choice. hell or enlightenment? Which one? You have choice. In every second you have choice. You create a cause of to be born in hell, or you create a cause to achieve enlightenment. In each second, you have the opportunity, unmistakable choice. To the essence, that samsara or liberation. In every second, in each second, you have choice. Which one? The samsara or liberation? You have choice. So one is one has opportunity to take the essence, to make a mistake and choice, you know, abandon. Instead of choosing samsara, you choose liberation. Instead of creating cause of samsara, you create a cause of liberation. Same before. Instead of choosing hell, you choose enlightenment. You create a cause of, instead of creating cause of hell, you create a cause of enlightenment. in a second, you have choice. You choose lower realm or the realm of the happy transmigrated being. You have choice. So the to abandon the to to abandon the Lord realm and to take to achieve the Buddha of the happy transmigrated being. up this life. So one has the opportunity to take this essence, this unmistaken, this choice. So in every second, with this perfect in the body, there's choice. You see, you have freedom to choose to take the Lord realm, or profit. You see, the body of the suffering material being, or the transmigrated being, or the body of the happy transmigrated being. So, which one to take? So it is completely in your hand. It's completely up to you, up to oneself. What you choose in every second, what you choose, loss or profit, happiness or suffering. Another way of putting, what you choose, you know, with this perfect human body. choose suffering or choose the happiness. create a cause of the suffering or create you abandon the cause of the, suffering and create a cause of happiness. So you see, in every second. So, So this way, by saying this, one way it means how this, you know, perfect human body that we have at this time, how this is wishful feeling, how this is so precious, unbelievable precious. as I mentioned in the past, more precious, this is wish feeling than, you know, external material, you know, wish feeling jewel, even the whole sky filled with not only gold and diamond, but filled with wish feeling jewel, cannot, and see, even you own that much, even you have that much wealth, whole sky filled with wish ground jewel, but with that alone cannot fulfill your wishes to stop rebirth in the lower realm, to achieve that suffering, that loss, and then achieve profit, happiness, the higher realm, and to stop the reincarnation of samsara, so that suffering and then the happiness, the liberation. even one owns that much wealth, sky filled with that much which grand jewel, cannot stop samsara, achieve liberation from samsara. So even one owns that much wealth in that alone, you can't can stop falling in the law of Nirvana and achieve great liberation, full enlightenment. this perfect human birth that we have received this at this time once. So this unbelievable person, much more precious than that much wealth, whole sky filled with which grand jewels. All those value, that much wealth is nothing compared to the value of this perfect image birth that we have now. So even there's only 1 hour left, even we have a life only for 1 hour, even we have a life, say, only 1 minute to live, even there's only 1 second, so, even with, before that, you see, as I mentioned other times, by generating bodhicitta, you see, one clear cause of enlightenment, by the way, cause of liberation, cause of happiness, which is rebirth, all this comes, by the way, one or two, with this perfect human body, so that even within a second, by you see, generating bodhicitta, one can achieve all that, with this perfect human body. So even there's only, see, minute, second left. one has this great opportunity. can take essence, the unmistaken choice. So what he's saying is that that we have this, that we have all this, So how many year, month, weeks, days, hours, minutes, seconds we have from this second that we have all this incredible, the freedom, opportunity to make the right, to make the unmistakable choice, and to have the essence of this body. Having this incredible opportunity, this that we have, it's only by kindness of Guru. here what they're saying is, while I'm thinking wishing to take the essence, unmistakable choice, loss and profit, happiness, often. I remember Guru, so I remember Guru's kindness, so that I have all this opportunity, this incredible opportunity, even each second, that, incredible opportunity with this purpose in my body, having this purpose in my body. So first of all, by having received this precious in my body, and by kindness of Guru, that in the past, I mentioned one time, by thinking the real meaning of Guru, so the very essence, the ultimate Guru, absolute Guru, so then this way then all the past life, Guru, present life, future, all one. even though they appear to different body, but different shape, have a different body, but however, in reality, Guru that one has in the past life, present, that will be in the future, it's all just one. All just one, until one achieves enlightenment, it's all one. So you want to think, really meaning of Guru, what does really it mean? So the ultimate Guru is the essence. Absolute Guru. So then, the primordial, the primordial, the Songju Tangpo Gumpo, and then the comes from Guru Puja, that when we request the thing, the quality of the Guru there. Then near the end, you see, the unified, Songju, unified, Tangpo Gumpo, the primordial, the savior, the primordial savior. that is the ultimate Guru. So, so in reality, just one being, just one, you see. even though, different, making different form, different human form, however, it was on different lives. So, in the past, by teaching karma, teaching refuge and karma, gave the Dharma wisdom, what's the right to practice, what's the wrong thing to abandon. So one practices morality, received this precious human body. Not only that, on the basis of that, then create a cause of the precious human body qualified to eight freedom tendencies. Qualified to eight freedom tendencies. So, in the past, they had not only have met Buddha Dhamma, but they have met Mahana Paramita teaching, not only that, they have met Tantra, six Mandavas and teachings. So, in the past, you see, have practiced those vows were given in the past practice, and because of that, and this life, we see, have met all the three levels of teachings of Buddha. So, like that. So, just receiving this paper, Himmel Buddha, this human body qualified, especially human body qualified for 8 foot places, so completed by kindness of Guru. You see, this gurus that one has visualized there, so these gurus, the one has in this life, is visualized in the magic field, received completely by the kindness. So now having all this, that we have all this incredible freedom, choice. Without the laws, to take only the, you see, the profit, to achieve only happiness, we have all these choice, to say, make unmistakable choice. So this completely by kindness of Guru in every second. Wishing to the essence, the missing choice. I remember Guru, so means kindness and that. So. Having the opportunity, having this freedom, to do the unnecessary choice. That's one. But also, I think it also means stop the laws and take the. Take the profit or stop the suffering and choose the happiness to achieve the decision to say obtaining the happiness happiness of future life, liberation from samsara, full enlightenment. So here It only happens by devoting the gurus. It only happens if one devotes the guru, you see. Not the way to think here. what I'm saying. by following the guru. By following the guru, according to guru's holy wishes, goes on guru's advice. So the important guru. So so even this without the Lord taking on the prophet on the happiness. not just only achieving happiness, but even the liberation from samsara. Achieving that not sufficient. Because cherishing cherishing the eye, seeking happiness only for self, that is the opening door for all the opening door for all the sufferings, all the undesirable things, all the obstacles. By cherishing the eye, seeking only the happiness of oneself, that's what we practiced. not only from the birth time, from this birth of this life, not only that, from beginning this is a birth. Because of that, this is what we practice all the time, from beginning this is a birth. Chasing the eye, seeking happiness only for self. Still did not achieve enlightenment. Because abiding or keeping this great demon, this self-cherishing thought in the heart, so still we didn't achieve enlightenment. One didn't achieve enlightenment, it didn't allow to achieve enlightenment up to now, from beginning to the birth. Not only that, it didn't allow even to achieve liberation from samsara. It didn't allow even to achieve liberation. liberation That was free forever from samsara. So it didn't allow to achieve even that. For oneself. So it didn't. It didn't allow to achieve any. Even though the continuity of consciousness has no beginning, even though the rebirth according to all rebirth has no beginning, but still didn't achieve any realization of Lamrim, steadily passed from Atman, that still mind is empty of bodhicitta, still the mind is empty of wisdom, realizing emptiness, still the mind, knowing that still the mind is empty of renunciation of samsara, still the mind is empty of not only renunciation of future samsara, but empty of renunciation, empty of the first dharma, the renunciation to this life. by having realization of perfect immutable usefulness, developed found again, and impermanent natural life, impermanent death, with awareness, the suffering of the Lord, related with karma. didn't achieve, say. Realization, the first lamrim, the first realization of lamrim, the realization of the Lord capable being, by mentioning these things, then let go attachment. Free oneself from the attachment, clinging to this life. So even that didn't achieve. Even the very first lamrim, the realization of the lower capable being. So like this, so as long as. This great demon, this salutation talks about in one's heart, that one will never achieve enlightenment in the also in the future, as long as this great demon salutation talks is kept. Abiding in one's heart. Liberation from samsara and the it won't allow to have any realization as it met once on mental continuum completely empty. So far, completely empty. So you see, the same also in the future. And then, not only that, only suffer, only continuously suffer. without end, experience suffering from samsara, in particular the different Lord realms. So, as Shri Bodhisattva Shindadeva mentioned, that chidra meni madana sarapuvamini. So, as long as you don't drop the fire, the burning cannot be stopped. Like that, if one doesn't let go of I, the suffering cannot be abandoned. The suffering cannot be abandoned, or suffering cannot be stopped. Therefore, in order to pacify the suffering, in order to pacify one's own suffering, and suffering for others, give up oneself for others, cherish others as oneself. So cherishing others is an opening door for all the happiness, all the qualities. All this past, present, future happiness, realization, enlightenment, all this which we receive from bodhicitta, cherishing others. So, the skies of benefit of bodhicitta. That is explained in the teachings in sutra in the first chapter, Bodhicharya Avatara, the first chapter. All this sky's benefit of bodhicitta that is explained. comes from the sentient beings, comes from every single sentient beings. But like the crops, food, the crops come from the field, and they, so therefore we regard the field very precious. What Buddha says can never be finished explaining what benefits of bodhicitta all comes from. But when we all comes from each every single sentient beings. each and every single insect, every single sentient beings, hell beings, hungry ghosts, sura, from every single obscured, suffering sentient beings. So receive came from them, the bodhicitta, which is so precious, which is a wish fulfilling, all the wish fulfilling all your happiness, fulfilling happiness of numberless sentiments, temporary ultimate happiness. From where the bodhicitta, from where, you know, all your past, present, future happiness came from, and bodhicitta, from where numberless sentiments, their past, present, future, all the happiness comes from. Bodhicitta. So that bodhicitta came from, you see, but see, depending on the kindness of each sentient beings, it's generated by depending on the existence of each, you know, obscure suffering sentient beings. generated by kindness of each and every single sentient being that wish this most precious bodhicitta that that Buddha, you know, say can never finish explaining the benefits. So this bodhicitta came from, say by kindness of each and every single sentient being. So therefore, the each and every single sentient being is unbelievable precious, the most precious one. And they are, how much the bodhicitta wish fulfilling. So exactly, every single sentient being is, wish fulfilling jewel. So using an example, how we feel with the money. When you think of money, we feel money is so precious. because you know that what you can do so much with money, you can buy food, can survive. so many things you can do. So, now smell as city. So trying to feel by using the name, even though the value of the Vishwaran jewel is nothing, as I mentioned before, even though filled for sky, but easy to realize the $1 billion or $1 million, how they are precious, and they are rare to get, or that, then which can do easy to understand how they are so precious. So, to feel at least even like that, the sentient beings are so precious. So every sentient being, whispering jewel, one's own whispering jewel. So, but, however, quite some years ago, so Raja bought a car in California. This was a what's it called? Dishrathka. 그리고 아 this the first one. Then so he bought his red car. Yeah, red car. One student husband. Something related. So I think got kind of a quite reasonable price. And it also small TV there in the car, the van. So anyway, quite a noisy one. So this car has a so as you see, so he was very excited. So he brought the car there outside of the John Jackson, the ex director of Basapani. I was staying there, so he brought the car. But I didn't go to look at the car. I went next morning, late morning to see the car. So try to think this is Sintang's car. But of course it lasted only a few seconds. Try to think this is Sintang's car. But lasted only a few seconds, disappeared out there. Anyway, so so when we were at Geshe Sopas, as the part in medicine, taking teachings from Geshe Sopa, taking course. So that time, what was that time? I'm not sure. So met the message in the car. So this side, one side, it is a message that the cherishing others source of happiness. That. And the other side, see, my religion is kindness. But I added the word to all. So other side of the car, the message that. Then it is Buddha, Vaitara, Matsya Buddha, Tathagata Buddha, many deities, pictures around deities, you know, stick on the car. So it was met in the medicine when we were taking course from Geshe Sopa. So one shop the work to do the work for all these, and also so many insects when you drive a car, certain places, so many insects they get crushed on the window of the car. So many certain places in the window get completely filled with crush and that, so that the body splashes. Like water splash, so they hold their body and squash. I think it's both splash and squash. So then even sometimes you can't see clearly. So anyway, so sometimes try to think wind coming from above the car. And push them away. Sometimes it looks like I didn't do a long time, but sometimes it looks like a little bit helping, not sure, but anyway. So what to do? So what So came the idea to put something around the car, some, I don't know what's called, what's it called? Yeah, this thing was put around. So that was said that they will help. But anyway, even that was put not much. So the idea came to put a mantra over the car, you know, from the car. So you put all those powerful mantras. Five powerful mantras, you know, which you put all the military mantras I use. not only the five powerful mantras. I don't think there's every single, all the five, but much of it is there. Other additional mantras. So that shop. So, printed or say, on the off the car. So that is the, so the wind, rain, whatever comes, we touch that, they get blessed, then you see, touch the insects, they fly, so, see, so they get purified, then they come and get purified. So even they, you know, die there, but at least they touch the mantras and they come get purified. So did that, and then, yes, then back, then backs up the car on the wheel. there's generation mantra of Mani Pema Hung. Anyone who is here, of course, it purifies the development of karma. Plants, seed of enlightenment, as I mentioned the other day. then, it, down below it has writing that any, may anybody who, see this car, so, dreams of this car, see this car, or dreams, remember the dreams of this car, Niveva, so, don't remember exactly. Reborn water, I'm not sure. However, to be, I think, to be free from suffering and to achieve enlightenment in way soon. So that, and, who sees car, who remember, who touch, so that their parents was in there. So to have this, to get all these benefits. So let her. So. Later, I got the Namjalma mantra, the mandala. Somehow, there was some good karma. Brian? I don't know from here, from whom he got. He got from somebody in this Namjalma. The long mantra, this mandala. So nam jalma. So usually if you have Nandama mantra in the banner, inside the banner, then even the shadow of the banner, whom you ever touch it, any people or any animals or anything that be, whom the shadow of the banner touches, then it comes to purify them and get upon Lord. If that mantra is inside a house, then anybody who lives in the house, they always get purified. And if that mantra is on the top of the mountain, then insects, people, animals who are going over that mountain, who touch that mountain, going over that mountain, they didn't come get purified, and they don't get Lord realms. So it's mentioned in the text that Buddha explained the extensive benefit of the Namjalma mantra. So same if you have in car, this mandala, other way. So same, all the people who come in the car, they get purified all the time. Then also, there's so many insects when you drive, can see, you can't see, they get killed. if you have the mantra on the mountain, if it's benefit in the house, then it's better, then even the shadow touches other beings, then they can't get purified, they don't get upon Lord. So, same here, by having in the car, then all those insects, even they die into the wheel. But at least they need to come and get purified. Just touching, touching the car, and being into the car, they need to come and get purified. Or the shadow of the car, the shadow of the car touches them, goes over them, then they come and get purified. So later, because of this benefit, so make many copies of that, then many copies that keep in the car. The window that's polished. So and also that was given to somebody in Singapore. Somebody made many copies after I explained that. So then that gave opportunity to give to many people, to use them in the car, to put in the car. So here, since I brought the issue about describing about car, that's the part of making the life meaningful. So when we drive car, there's so many insects get killed. So how to make, even though they get killed without, sometimes difficult, and you can't stop the car or driving fast. So many insects get killed. So somehow to make meaningful. So even those insects, even they get killed, but somehow touching the living under the car, even they get killed and the wheel, but they need to come and get purified. So to have the Namjalam and to have this you know, power of mental insight. So that's since the Prabhupada would like to emphasize part of our life to make beneficial way, is it for other sentient beings? Well, there's a lot of harm when we drive car. So even when we walk, there, you know, insects we don't see and get stepped off and killed. So no question about car. So I want to emphasize that to make so even they get killed if they have without choice of whoever, unable to see whoever. So at least they need to come and get purified, you know. So that or there's this mantra, which is that this mantra, if you're walking, like here, for example, here, and with as many insects like this, if you're walking, so the mantra that you recite in speech, after you recite, certain number, whatever, 5, 6, 7, whatever number you recite, then you speak. And the feet, you speed, that is speed and the feet. But however, since we wear shoes, so you recite the mantra, then speed blow into your shoes, and the chapel enter the shoes is speed, you know, and the shoes. So it has benefit that in case that being crashed, you know, died in the shoes touching over that being, and that being I guess the mantra must purify the blessing of the end of the shoes, the touching that must purify the karma, so that makes you born in devarilam, tatirilam. However, could do the same, could do the same, you chant this mantra in the blow of the wheel, the blow of the, you know, car wheels, the wheel which touches on the ground, so you blow over the, you know, whole round, you blow over the, so the same, doesn't have to be only under the feet, so as it means, so can have same benefit, so, so that, sometimes there's so many ants in the in the road, so that whatever way. So in our life, whatever way we can benefit others, so must do it. Whatever way we can benefit others. So if it didn't have benefit, Buddha wouldn't teach. Buddha wouldn't give this. Wouldn't teach this mantra. Wouldn't have mentioned this mantra. In the Ganju, in the Buddhist teachings, they wouldn't, it is a benefit, wouldn't mention this mantra. So they have definitely, there's purpose for this mantra. It doesn't mean that, again, it doesn't mean, say, oh, I, our blessings in my shoes. You know, for the mantra, I can step over. You go everywhere. You go everywhere. Step over the all the animals. Or it's not saying like that. So the without choice killed, or without seeing killed, you see, to say to benefit like this. So the story why I told about car was this. That first car went for the relic tour for the Buddha's relic tour. To help Mitya project, that was the original idea. But in fact, it benefited unbelievable. It caused devotion in so many people's mind. You know, even people who are not Buddhist, somehow Buddha must be working, because even people who are not Buddhist, who haven't read Dharma books, but when they see relic, somehow they feel some power, so much devotion. That's been incredible. The sky's benefit, the relic tour, unbelievable benefit. And there are so many incredible devotional lives seeing. So definitely Buddha must be blessing their mind. And then there are many people who get certain experiences, seeing the whole room light, or the many things that it has. I mean, it did help, you know, it did help quite a bit, probably, but the project is so big. If it's a small monastery, then if it's some monastery that, you know, $1 or $2 million monastery, then quote, that's a huge lot. What you get from that? But at the moment, $200 million and 50, but not sure. Could be more, could increase. Anyway, but it has been benefited unbelievable in the world. The Buddha's relic tour. Very surprising. Incredible benefit. So they say, they are called relics. So I think now many places want relic to receive relics. So I think they now divide it. You see, to do at the same time different places. So that. So I have that car, first car van, they need for tour. So then bought the smaller cars. They all have message around, different message, you know, around, in the front, around. And Buddha's, Tara's from different Buddhas, you know. Pictures. Still from the car. So that, even by that, you know, while you're driving the road, so you can purify so many sentiments in their mind. As I mentioned yesterday, quoted through sutra, you know. remember? it's called Tebetopjevi, Chakyeto, the sutra of generating that power to person. The sutra of the mudra, generating power to person. So, as I mentioned that, just by seeing, you know, how incredible merit, numbers great, merit great, then you see, every day making those hundreds of divine, divine food, nectar, you know, dress, so many offering every day for eons to the arhatas, equal number of the atoms of the universe. So all those are merits. Itself is unbelievable, but when you compare just seeing, you know, Buddha's even painting or picture, statue, or picture, this is far more greater. The other one becomes small. So, so it plants seed of enlightenment. You know, everyone who sees purified mind plants seed of enlightenment. So, and that brings, definitely, it brings them to enlightenment in time. So, only one time I saw somebody was not happy in California. One time I saw somebody was, I think, upset. They seeing them, the message, I think not from a Buddha, the message around the car, I think. I think maybe strong Christian, I think maybe maybe they're not happy Buddhist. I think maybe took that. So they so one time driving to the airport, I think one car came, so there was a man. I think what he did. What's the mudra of bat? This one? Oh. the man. He was disturbed. He was unhappy. So he did it through the car window. So it is some mudra, you know. It is some. Yeah. I don't remember. It means, you know, it means, I think it's really bad, you know, something, putting down, but I've forgotten now. Something like that, well, I'm not sure what. But usually, you see so many people so happy to see the message, especially. So one time we were going to the airport, I think, to San Francisco. So I'm not sure who are these people, but one car. So he read this part. He, you know, the car is going like this. So he read this part. Then he came back. He went round. While we were driving car, went round like this. So read, you know, all this. Read all that. So most people you see, I saw one time very, you know, upset. But most people are very happy. Say, I think one time, when you park the car at the supermarket, one lady brought flowers there, the car. So she was happy to see, very happy to see the, and say, somebody will copy, you know, the message there. Whoever sees a car in a touch, remember, or the, say, James of purify all the sufferings and say, free from all the sufferings and to, and your general compassion and of all beings and reach enlightenment. So anyway, the reason why it came to this topic was I just elaborated the story of Kabbalah. One of the messages, the message wasn't put there, but one of the messages said, whenever you see somebody, say, to feel your wish feeling, to feel all your, say, whenever you meet somebody to say, think your wish feeling, jewel, something like that. I don't remember. Yeah. So that's the essence. Whenever you see somebody, think this is my wish feeling, say, or jewel, or say, remember? But Yangtze helped. Not the first car, but second car, she helped to put the message down. that's very good practice in our daily life, you see. I think I mentioned one day that after the that how to make life meaningful. That you see, so one you meant it in the morning when the day begin, when your life begin that day. Meant it on one day, you see, Bodhicitta, the seven techniques of mind, cause and effect. realizing or recognizing the simple things, a mother, and kindness. So these seven things, mind, cause and effect. So one day, so you mentioned that bodhicitta, you begin to deal with that, and the rest of the day, then rest of the day you practice mindfulness. when you see something, when you see people, think mother and kindness. Kind. So try to feel that. What you meant in the morning. So try to feel that in the rest of the day. Whenever you see people or animal. So try to practice that mindfulness. Try to, you know, feel the mother and kindness. Then next day, then the exchange of bodhicitta equalized the exchange was for others. So the exchange of kindness, you meant it in the morning. So this day, you generate bodhicitta in the morning by mentioning the exchange of kindness of sentient being. Short comments were subject, beneficial to others. Then exchange was for others. So So that they are continuing. You begin that day life with that bodhicitta. You say, how are you going to live the life? So then, so that they, you see, try, continue to try to keep the mind in that bodhicitta, you see. Whenever, as much as possible, try to remember. So whenever one meet, when one meet people or animals, remembering the extent of kindness, and then when one remember that, then naturally you cherish. Cherish that being, and then respect, to be kind and respect, everything comes in your action. When the mind feel that sending is so precious and kind, you see. So as far as the bodhicitta, so, taking the taking the essence on the on this body, perfect human body, you see, continuously, continuously. So you see, then whatever you do is for others. Whatever you do, it becomes it is dedicated for others naturally, more for others, and when that happens, when you continue your life the rest of the day, no matter how busy you are, so that so when you live the life, the practice of mindfulness, say Buddhists are like this, other mother kind, you know, precious dependent or extensive kindness, mindfulness and extensive kindness of sending. So so whatever eating, walking, sitting, sleeping, whatever it is one does for become for others or for others. And there's incredible that effect. There is incredible joy in your heart, incredible joy and happiness, fulfillment, not just only satisfaction, not only achieving satisfaction in your heart, but fulfillment. So much joy, happiness in your heart, in your life. So your life becomes so, very satisfying, so very happy life, you know, very joyful, very happy life. Not self-centered, not self-centered life. You know, in the road, in the road, in the street, when we are walking the street, you see, when we are walking the street, when we were walking the street, we see some people very self-centered. You see, very self-centered. Only think of one's own happiness. Only think of one's own problem. Only think of one's own problem. You know, completely absorbed. Completely. The life is completely involved in one's own problem. So constantly thinking that in a very self-centered. And so when you see the person's face, they say, very unhappy, very sad face, very unhappy, or very kind of very easy to get angry. From the face you can see very easy to be disturbed, very easy to get angry. So based based that attitude, nothing else, there's nothing else to think about except one's own problem, one's own happiness. when I'll be happy. so like that. There's no smile. There's no calm. There's no tranquility or peace. See, there's no appearance of happiness there. Very sad, very disturbed. That is. So seeing that face, that it doesn't have positive effect. You know. It will only cause unhappiness to others. So, however, so here, that person's mind, you know, instead of unhappiness all the time. So that's the effect of thinking. Only one's own happiness. The cherishing I have self-centered. The effect is on that negative. Even physical appearance very negative, you know, unpleasant. So now here, one keep the mind in this Buddhist practice. like this. See, there's so much joy in the life, so much happiness. And tranquility, you know, peaceful face, and smiling, that allows you to have smiling face, peaceful, happy face. Then that makes others also happy. So that's.